This episode of On the Record is brought to you by Weisler Engineering. I'm Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. Here's an update on what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry. In its earnings release for the third quarter of its fiscal year 2023, John Deere reported $15.8 billion in net sales, which is an increase of 12% year over year. Sales in Deere's production and precision ag segment also rose 12% to $6.8 billion in the quarter. The segment's operating profit for the quarter was $1.8 billion, up 38% year over year, with operating margin up to 26.2%. John Deere forecasts production and precision ag net sales for the full fiscal year 2023 to be up about 20% year over year, and operating margin to end the year at 25 to 26%. By region, the company said it is forecasting large ag equipment unit sales in North America to end the fiscal year up 10%. Sales of tractors and combines to South America, meanwhile, will likely be flat to down 5%. For John Deere's financial services segment, net income attributable to John Deere & Co. in the third quarter was $216 million, a 3% year-over-year increase. The company kept its outlook for the segment at $630 million, or a year-over-year decline of about 28.4%. Overall, Deere forecast its net income at the end of the fiscal year to be $9.75 to $10 billion. In the third quarter earnings call, Chief Financial Officer Josh Jepsen said that the high level of cash flow allowed Deere to effectively execute on its strategic investment priorities. He said, "This is first and foremost a direct reflection of the strong performance this year, which is projected to yield between $10.5 and $11 billion in operating cash flow for the equipment operations. During the year, we've increased R&D 15%. We pulled ahead some CapEx productions into 2023 and have still managed to simultaneously deliver over $5.5 billion to shareholders year to date through dividends and share repurchases." In a note to investors, JP Morgan said it's too soon to forecast large ag volume in the coming year, citing a number of factors. These include large ag products being sold out in North America for 2023, as well as early order sellouts for model year 2024 sprayers, with unit sales up double-digit percentage points versus the 2023 model year due to last year's supply chain constraints. Early orders for planters are currently flat year over year and 5% lower than last year's early orders, JP Morgan said. This week's dealers on the move include Huber Inc. and Landpro Equipment. Case IH and Kubota dealer Huber Inc., which has stores in Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, is adding its 12th location in Somerset, Pennsylvania, according to the Tribune Democrat. Huber plans to have the dealership fully operational by fall, expanding its local workforce to 7 full-time employees. The Center Daily Times reported that John Deere dealer Landpro Equipment has plans to relocate its stores in Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The dealership plans to build a 19,000-square-foot facility with an additional 7,500-square-foot storage building on a now 9.5-acre site. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. I remember first learning about Swiss ag tech company EcoRobotics and its precision sprayer Ara at the FIRA USA conference last fall, and at the time they were talking about expanding because they were sold out in Europe the year before in 2021. Well, their vision is starting to play out. They've recently entered markets in Canada, South America, and now the US. I caught up with EcoRobotics America's regional manager, Jose Marchetti, for a look at how Ara works.
On each of the modules, you have two very powerful computers with 3D sensors and RGB sensors, strong flashlights that takes hundreds of pictures per second. These computers on each model process those pictures and identify crop and weed. And in only 1/4 of a second from taking the picture, we can decide what nozzle we open and spray either the crop, if we want to do a fungicide or a liquid fertilizer or an insecticide, or the weed if we want to do an herbicide. So we save up to 95% of chemicals, water, and of course a lot of energy.
And we'll learn more about Ara as EcoRobotics is bringing it to the Farm Progress Show in Decatur. We'll be there, so be on the lookout for updates on precisionfarmingdealer.com and farmequipment.com. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. Bühler Industries, manufacturer of the Versatile and FarmKing equipment lines, released its second quarter 2023 earnings on August 14th, showcasing $67.6 million in revenue for the quarter. This was up 17% year-over-year from $57.8 million Canadian dollars in its second quarter last year. Canadian revenue was up 52% in the second quarter to 30.2 million Canadian dollars and was up 71% for the first half of the year to 56 million Canadian dollars. This brought the percentage of Bühler Industries' second quarter revenue coming from Canada to 44.7% versus 34.4% in last year's second quarter. Bühler's U.S. revenue surpassed Canadian revenue for both the second quarter and the first 6 months of the year, but saw less year-over-year improvement. U.S. revenue for the quarter was up 1.6% to 35.4 million Canadian dollars and down 4.3% to 63.7 million Canadian dollars for the first half of the year. Looking at expenses, one notably declining expense in Bühler Industries' earnings was its freight expenses. The company spent 1.4 million Canadian on freight in the second quarter of 2023, down 35.4% from 2.1 million Canadian in the same quarter last year. Total freight expenses for the first half of the year were down 36.4% to 2.6 million Canadian dollars. Bühler's second quarter earnings also showed a notable increase in its research and development spending. R&D expenses for the quarter were 2.8 million Canadian and 5.3 million Canadian year to date, representing increases of 56.6% and 46.6% respectively. Bühler's second quarter R&D expenses were also its highest in the last eight financial quarters. Recent data from dealership management program provider Satisfied found dealers with 1 to 5 locations achieve higher customer satisfaction scores than larger dealerships in their parts and service departments. Satisfied's 2022 Customer and Employee Experience Benchmark Report found small dealers have the highest overall NPS or Net Promoter Score of 86 compared to midsize and large dealers. The report defines small dealers as having 1 to 5 locations, midsize dealers as having 6 to 19 locations, and large dealers having 20 or more locations. NPS is defined as measuring the likelihood of customers recommending a company's products and services to others and is based on the performance of 1,000 equipment dealers in the US, Canada, and Australia. Small dealers had the highest NPS for their parts departments at 87. The report stated that overall, most parts department scores have exceeded pre-pandemic levels. In-stock parts availability still requires improvement, although this score has been steadily increasing since July of 2021. Additionally, the score for friendly attitudes has not yet reached its pre-pandemic peak, suggesting room for improvement in customer service. Scores by department were the lowest for dealers of all sizes in their service departments, with an overall average of 75. Here again, small dealers performed the best with an NPS of 80. Unlike in the parts department, the report said service department customer experience scores have not yet fully returned to pre-pandemic levels and present an opportunity for improvement. One possible reason the report gave for this slow recovery is prevailing tech shortage issues. Following a bottom point in July 2021, service department NPS experienced a second trough in September 2022. The report said scores have increased steadily since then, though there may be some indications the trend may be starting to flatten or even trend back down in some cases. The only service department scoring not below pre-pandemic levels was for repairs made correctly the first time. Where large dealers excelled was in the sales department, with mid-sized dealers taking the highest score at 84, with small dealers receiving the lowest net promoter score of 80. The report found that all sales department scores have increased since pre-pandemic levels, with the exception of scores for being treated fairly and honestly and being helpful and courteous. This week's data point is brought to you by the Ag Equipment Intelligence 2024 Executive Briefing. When it comes to consolidation in agriculture, Canadian farmers are most concerned about consolidation of equipment dealers, with 66% saying it has a negative impact, according to an August 4th, 2023 report from Real Agriculture. Fertilizer manufacturers were the second highest concern at 62%. Farmers were least concerned about the impacts of consolidation on ag tech, precision ag companies at 28%, and animal nutrition companies at 25%. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions to bthorpe@lessetermedia.com. For On the Record, I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.